Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Once in 80 Days Reading for First Grade Second Edition by Stephanie Krause is a skills practice workbook designed to support early elementary reading development across a school year. As a consumable practice resource rather than a narrative book, its purpose is to give first graders consistent, short, repeatable reading tasks that can be used in classrooms, small groups, intervention blocks, or at home. The 100 Days Framing Signals daily practice that builds habits and helps teachers and caregivers monitor growth over time. With limited verified public detail available for this specific ASIN, the safest description is category-based first-grade reading workbooks typically emphasize foundational literacy such as phonics, word recognition, vocabulary, and basic comprehension presented in an easy-to-assign format. The second edition positioning suggests a refreshed layout or updated practice sets while keeping the same core goal of structured, incremental reading work. Overall, the workbook sits in the supplemental education market, aiming to make practice routine, manageable, and aligned to the developmental needs of early readers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, daily structure that supports routine and stamina, a defining feature of a 80-day workbook format, is the promise of steady, bite-sized practice that can be completed regularly without extensive preparation. For first-grade readers, consistency matters because reading growth depends on repeated exposure to print, patterns, and meaning-making. A daily routine can reduce cognitive load. Students learn what to expect, spend less time figuring out directions, and more time practicing the target skill. In classroom settings, this format can function as independent work, morning work, or a literacy center activity, freeing teachers to run small groups. At home, it provides a clear plan for caregivers who want to help but are unsure what to do next. Another value of the daily structure is pacing. Instead of isolated skill packets, a day-by-day approach helps prevent cramming and encourages distributed practice, which is often more effective for retention. It also makes progress more visible. Completing pages over time can motivate students, while adults can notice patterns such as recurring decoding errors or comprehension weaknesses, even without specific verified page details for this edition. The core advantage of the 180-day model is a predictable practice loop that supports attention, stamina, and gradual skill building. Secondly, foundational decoding and phonics reinforcement. First grade is a key year for connecting letter patterns to sounds and turning that knowledge into fluent decoding. Workbooks in this category commonly reinforce phonics skills such as short and long vowel patterns, common consonant blends, and basic word families, because these are the building blocks that let children read new words independently. Regular decoding practice supports accuracy, and accuracy is a prerequisite for comprehension. When students spend less effort sounding out every word, they have more mental space to understand what they read. A practice workbook also offers controlled repetition. That repetition can be especially helpful for students who need extra review beyond core instruction, including students receiving intervention or those who benefit from additional practice opportunities. For teachers, having a set of ready-to-use activities can help target gaps quickly and provide reinforcement aligned to what is taught in class. Because there is no direct verified breakdown of exactly which phonics patterns are included in this specific ASIN, it is best to describe the role rather than claim exact scope. The likely intent is straightforward: give early readers frequent chances to apply phonics knowledge, recognize common spelling patterns, and build confidence by successfully decoding age-appropriate words and simple sentences. Thirdly, vocabulary and language development through context. Vocabulary growth in first grade comes from both direct teaching and repeated encounters with words in meaningful contexts. A reading practice workbook can support this by asking students to work with words and sentences, match words to meanings, or identify the best word to complete an idea. These tasks help children see vocabulary as a tool for understanding rather than as isolated memorization. When vocabulary work is connected to short texts or simple prompts, students practice using context clues and confirming meaning with surrounding information. Language development also includes attention to sentence-level understanding. First graders benefit from practicing how words work together, noticing key details, and recognizing basic relationships like who did, what, where, and when. Activities that prompt students to underline a word, choose a synonym, or connect a word to a picture can build semantic knowledge while keeping tasks accessible. In a classroom, vocabulary practice can support English learners and students who need more exposure to academic language used in school tasks. At home, it offers caregivers a concrete way to talk about words, ask simple questions, and extend learning with quick oral discussion. Even without edition-specific verification, vocabulary and language practice are central to first-grade reading development and are a realistic focus of a year-long workbook. Fourthly, early comprehension skills and text-based thinking. Reading is not only decoding, it is making meaning. A strong first grade workbook typically includes comprehension practice that matches students' developmental stage, such as identifying the main idea of a short passage, recalling key details, sequencing events, or answering simple questions about what was read. These tasks encourage children to look back at the text, connect ideas, and practice explaining answers, even if responses are brief. Comprehension practice also helps students learn that good readers monitor understanding. If a sentence does not make sense, they may need to reread, slow down, or check a word. Short daily exercises can build this habit because students repeatedly encounter questions that require attention to meaning. Over time, they may become more comfortable with the idea that reading involves thinking, not just saying words. For teachers, comprehension items can serve as informal checks: is the student understanding what they read, or are they only decoding? For caregivers, the same items can spark discussion, which is often where comprehension deepens. Since direct content specifics for this ASIN are not available, the safe claim is that the workbook category aims to pair decoding practice with simple comprehension tasks, so students strengthen meaning making along with word reading. Lastly, assessment-friendly practice and progress monitoring. One practical reason educators and families use structured workbooks is that they create a visible record of practice. A completed page can function as a quick formative snapshot. It shows whether a child can perform a skill independently, where mistakes cluster, and whether improvement is happening over time. In a one-a-day format, this record becomes a timeline, making it easier to notice trends such as steady gains, plateaus, or recurring trouble spots. For classroom use, workbook pages can support quick checks without the overhead of creating new materials daily. Teachers can use them to identify which students need reteaching, extra phonics work, or more comprehension support. For home use, progress monitoring can be as simple as reviewing accuracy and discussing missed items, helping caregivers focus on the most important next step. A second edition label often implies a refinement in usability, such as clearer directions, updated layout, or improved alignment of tasks. Without verified specifics, it is safest to emphasize the general benefit the workbook format supports: consistent practice paired with easy review. In early literacy, that combination can strengthen instruction because feedback and adjustment become more frequent and more targeted. In conclusion, 180 Days, Reading for First Grade Tech and Edition by Stephanie Krause is best approached as a supplemental literacy tool meant to make first grade reading practice consistent and easy to manage. It is most suitable for teachers who want a ready-to-assign daily routine, parents and caregivers supporting learning at home, and tutors working with students who need additional repetition to strengthen foundational skills. Students who benefit most are those building confidence in early decoding, developing basic comprehension habits, and learning to attend to meaning as they read. The practical benefits center on structure and visibility. A day-by-day workbook can reduce planning time, make expectations clear for children, and provide a simple record of progress. Used thoughtfully, it can also encourage short discussions that deepen comprehension and vocabulary, especially when adults ask follow-up questions beyond the page. What helps this title stand out within the crowded early literacy workbook category is the odd 100-day positioning. It frames practice as a year-long routine rather than a one-off packet. That framing supports habit formation and incremental growth, which are especially important for first graders. Because verified public information about the exact contents of this specific ASIN is limited, the most reliable way to value it is by its role as structured, repeatable reading practice companion that can reinforce classroom instruction and support steady skill development over time. If you would like to support Stephanie Krause, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.